Everyone, it's Kristen, aka That Next Level Girl. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast, where every single week I will be delivering to you free advice on building your network marketing business, building on social media, and just leveling up in life in general. If you haven't done it yet, please screenshot this episode, pop it on your Instagram story, and I will repost you. Enjoy the episode, guys. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast, where today I'm going to be covering TikTok, all my tips and tricks for kind of going viral, building and launching your brand on TikTok, and how to really generate those sales using TikTok as a funnel, getting that into Instagram. So the last couple of months, my business has personally exploded, and my network marketing personal sales leading me to be number two in globally in my company. I think I was number one in December, and of course number one in the UK for 2 months in a row at least. And today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how I did that. And by default, obviously, my weekly commissions from my personal sales exploded. And also, I was able to earn our company incentive trip really, really easily as well through just hard work and actually just utilizing social media. So social media in general is such a powerful tool, I think. In the past, you know, when I started my network marketing business, the kind of stance towards social media was like, you don't need social media to be successful in network marketing, and you know, you can just do all your stuff in person. But I feel like it's such an important aspect of your business now. Either, you know, it doesn't matter if you're an influencer and you have 20,000 followers or 100,000 followers, or you are just starting off your social media page. I think that social media is an amazing tool to really leverage your business, allow it to be a lot more passive, and allow you to connect with people from all parts of the planet and the globe, so that you build a business that makes money while you're asleep. So ideally, you know, with network marketing, you want to build a business and, you know, a kind of sales business where people buy your products once, and when they run out, they shop again and again and again, and they do that through whatever company you are in through your link. Okay, so you know, you don't need to actually process, I know in my company I don't need to process the orders for my clients, they just do it themselves. They have a login and password to my company's website, and anytime they make a sale, the company knows that I am kind of attached to them. So I get the commission, they know that I get the kind of volume of sales and points towards my business. So I really started getting serious about TikTok. It was around October time. Previous to this, however, I was on TikTok from March 2019. I remember when the wonderful Gary Vee, you know, posted on social media. It was the start of lockdown, actually, saying, you know, there's this new app. It's called TikTok. It's gonna blow up. People are gonna love it. And you know, I was actually very skeptical. I was like, is this a marketing ploy? Has he got shares in this TikTok thing? But nevertheless, I jumped on TikTok and just kind of really, really studied what the trends were, what people were posting, and I started posting consistently every single day. So when I actually moved abroad this summer, you know, thanks to my amazing business, I can work online from anywhere in the world, and travel was one of my biggest whys for starting a network marketing business. I went viral first and then built a lot of followers from that very, very quickly. And my recruiting side of my business really, really exploded, because a lot of people saw on TikTok what I was able to do without a boss, and how I was able to build an online business earning my money from my phone while I was living in Greece and working the beach. So came back from Greece at the end of the summer, started September, and my personal business kind of took a nosedive. I wasn't really recruiting, I wasn't really selling anything, and actually overall in my business, I've never been a really big kind of sales person. I haven't really been that good at sales. I've been really, really good at, you know, sharing the business and sharing the potential of the opportunity. So I've kind of been a machine in terms of like recruiting people and helping them kind of see the potential of this business and giving them more opportunities. But I feel like in a network marketing business, you can't just rely on recruiting people. You have to also have a sales base, and you have to have those customers, because I know in my compensation plan, and in probably in nearly every compensation plan in this space, you get paid the highest percentage on your own personal sales, the ones that are direct to you, compared to ones that are sold by like someone that's in your team that's like three generations away from you. Obviously, the work that you do, you're going to get paid higher commissions on that. So, I actually did. I used, used the products obviously for the last 3 years, but I had my own really powerful transformation in terms of my health and how I felt, thanks to the products and the program that my company does. So, what I did was I got on TikTok and really saw like, okay, so how were people promoting products? What videos were going viral? What way were people promoting these products? How were they speaking about it? How long were the videos that were going viral? Just any viral videos in general. What audios were people using? What angles of the camera were people using? So all of these nitty-gritty details. He started studying TikTok and seeing like who was going viral, what they were doing. I was saving loads of videos for inspiration, and I was then just getting into the rhythm of kind of posting consistently. Now, after I came back from my holidays, obviously I wasn't really able to post that much travel content because I wasn't really traveling anymore. So I kind of had to shake it up. I was kind of not really posting with any theme. My page was really messy on TikTok. A lot of it didn't make sense. I was just posting and creating content that was kind of funny, but wasn't ever getting many views or comments. I was never getting any followers. And this is what I'm gonna say, guys, for TikTok. I've been posting nearly every day since March 2020, so when TikTok first kind of opened and I'm in public and everything I got on TikTok, just was posting every single day, trial and error. And this is what it takes. Like, if you want to grow a big audience, if you want to go viral, you have to be consistent. You have to keep posting and improving your content and really focusing on developing and finding your niche and then sticking, especially with TikTok, you kind of do need a bit more of a streamlined niche. So for me, my TikTok is about gut health and nutrition. Okay, so I've stuck to that niche now, whereas before, I was just like, some of my TikToks were like trying to be funny, and then another one was on nutrition, and then one was gut health. And I was just like trying to do 2 million things, different types of content to see which one people liked, but I wasn't being consistent with one type of content. Okay, so as I said, I had my own kind of transformation with the program and the products from my company. And then what I did was I kind of looked on TikTok one day. I did kind of part of my DM or my daily method of operation for TikTok and social media and just in general for my business is actually I call the scroll hole. So 15 minutes of at least 15 minutes of scroll hole time a day on the For You page on TikTok to see what type of things are trending and what people are liking and what makes me stop and what makes me save something or send something or comment on something. So I saw that a lot of the time, things that were going viral were people's like glow ups and like transformations. So I was like, okay, well, I've had my own glow up, I've had my own transformation. So why don't I go into the search bar of TikTok, type in glow up or type in transformation and try find like a cool audio that is trending right now that a lot of people are using. So this is a key for going viral on TikTok. You need to use trending sounds a lot of the time. It's really, really gonna help you get viral and get you more followers and push you onto the For You page. That is the aim of the game here for going viral and finding your audience on TikTok is to go to the For You page because your content is good. It's something that people interact with. They send their friends, they tag, they save, they, comment, whatever they want to do. Okay, so found a viral kind of sound, and the key with this as well is to make sure that any videos that you're making on TikTok are short and sweet. So if you're making like a 3 minute TikTok, chances are it's probably not going to go viral unless it's really a really gripping TikTok. Okay, so found a sound, made sure it was kind of short and sweet, and then what I did was I put my like before photos of this is how I have my own transformation with health. And so I showed the before videos of my body, and I was really bloated and lethargic, and my skin was terrible. And then the afters. People love transformations on TikTok. They love to see a glow up, especially with a girl. Okay, so it was a short, sweet, snappy video, and I had I think it has 3 million views now, so it has thousands and thousands of comments of people saying, wow, what did you do? We're like, oh my God, I relate to that so much. You need to help me. So I think I gained around 9,000 followers on Instagram. So all these people came from TikTok, people that really, really wanted to see what I did. They came from TikTok, they went and followed me on Instagram. And as I said at the start of this too, I was using that TikTok video and my content on my TikTok page as a funnel to get people into my Instagram to then have one-to-one conversations with them. Okay, so with this, if you are trying to sell products on TikTok or you're trying to sell a program or something, you'll see from my videos, if you don't follow me on TikTok, have a follow and kind of study my page and see what I'm posting, but it's at That Next Level Girl. I am quite mysterious about the type of products I'm using, the brand I'm using, the program I'm doing, because I want people to comment on it asking, what did you do? So I can then comment and reply saying, I have all the information on my Instagram. Okay, so that's getting people not only following me on TikTok, but they're following me on Instagram, they're watching my Instagram stories, and they're messaging me to ask me, can they do the program or use the products or do whatever I've done to get those results, because they relate to the pain points that I had too. So the pain points are, I was bloated, I was sluggish, I was lethargic, my skin was breaking out, I felt low mood, low energy, all that sort of stuff. Okay, so yeah, they related to that, and I again use TikTok as that funnel to get people over to Instagram so they can message me, and so I can build that relationship, because we know that people don't buy from people unless they know, like, or trust them. Okay, so I've never once in my life, since I've gone viral with, I've gained 85,000 followers on TikTok, not one person has bought my program or the products that I sell through my network marketing business, through the link on my TikTok. Not one person. They have all, I would say about 95% of people who've either bought my program or products through me, have done it through a conversation on Instagram. So they'll message me saying, hey, can I have more information about that gut health program? I'll ask them, of course, I'd love to help you with that. What are you hoping the program can help you with in particular? What are you looking to improve health wise? And they will say, I have this problem, this problem, and this problem. I'm bloated, sluggish, lethargic. And I will literally regurgitate those words saying, yes, perfect. This program is perfect for people who are bloated, sluggish, and lethargic. Okay, so you're just giving people back what they've said to you, okay? And then I will say, it's perfect. Do you have any other questions? Be ready to sign up. And because my content has been so good, and they've maybe watched me for a day on Instagram and watched my live and watched my Instagram stories, they've seen the behind the scenes, they've built that trust with me. I'm not just some random girl on TikTok on a video they saw once. They actually follow me now. They're in my network, they're involved in what I'm doing. And then they, I send the link, they buy the program. And then sometimes I would just get people on a swipe up link who just purchased the products through that on Instagram. So all of my sales are coming from Instagram, but that originated on TikTok. So all my lead generation is TikTok, and closing the sale is Instagram. Do you see how this works now? So this is why actually, my main focus is TikTok, is creating valuable content on TikTok to show people how my business and my products or my program that is part of my network marketing business is going to help these people. Okay, so the aim of the game is providing value, showing people how you can kind of change and help and improve their pain points that they're currently going through now, offering them a solution, bish bash bosh. It's so quick and so much easier. Thing also then about TikTok is more focused around pushing your content to people that you don't know, that don't follow you, whereas Instagram, I feel, is a bit of a dead end, to be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of Instagram at all anymore. I like Instagram stories and I like lives, kind of. But Instagram is pushing your content majority of the time to the same people that follow you. Have you noticed that, like, views have gone down on reels? If you post an IGTV, the views are atrociously bad. If you post a post of a photo on Instagram, the likes are down. Whereas if you post reels, because obviously Instagram, we've seen this, Instagram have said themselves they're no longer a photo sharing app, they are a video platform. They're basically just trying to take over TikTok, who are their biggest competitors right now. Okay, and TikTok is definitely winning this battle. But reels, reels are your best bet if you're trying to kind of go viral on Instagram or get more followers. Reels are your best bet. But what I do now is I literally just repurpose my content. Whatever I post on TikTok, I will save and then I will repost on my Instagram. Okay, it's just for those people who maybe don't have TikTok that follow me on Instagram, and they want to keep seeing my content as well. But my purpose, my focus, and your focus should be really, if you want to get more leads in your business, whatever you're doing right now, whether it's network marketing or it's not network marketing, is to really provide valuable content over and over again on TikTok. Okay. I, on an average day, will post, 4 to 7 times a day on TikTok on my feed. Okay. That is the tip and the hack for growing. You have to be so consistent. And I kind of see TikTok now as Instagram stories. It's like just like second nature for me. If I have an idea, I just pull out my phone and I just post a video, or I just, record me pointing and then I put words over it. It's so simple. And again, these videos don't need to be hugely prepared and well thought out. It can literally just be like a 5 to 10 second video, which most importantly has a catchy caption, catchy caption in literally the first 0.5 seconds. Okay, you need to make sure if you want to go viral, if you want people to notice your content and interact with it and actually stop. We all know how quick we scroll through the For You page on TikTok and Instagram Reels. You want to grab people's attention straight away. So you'll notice on my page, I'll use captions like "What you didn't know about X." What you need in your life right now, or if you are always bloated, or whatever. I know so many network marketing products or companies have products for energy. Okay, if you have zero energy right now, you need this. Or if you're a busy mom who has lack of sleep, you need this. So it's like what you didn't know, what you need to know. Three things you need to do right now, or blah blah blah. If for example, if you bloat no matter what you eat, this is for you. Okay, this is how I kind of grab people's attention. The content doesn't need to be hugely amazing. Like some of the most viral videos that I have, they're like not even that good. They're not even that powerful content, but they grab people's attention within the first few seconds. They're using trending audios. It's a clear video and it doesn't have any Instagram filters or anything. So this is what I would say to you guys right now. If you're using your Instagram stories with a filter on it to video a content, and then you're saving that video with a weird, like, glittery filter over it or whatever filter you're using, and then you're bringing that into TikTok, you are literally killing your content's ability and potential to go viral. Okay. TikTok's algorithm and technology is so clever. It recognizes when you've saved a video from Instagram, even if it doesn't have a watermark, with a weird glittery filter or whatever filter you've used on it, and you bring that into TikTok to create content and video and all that sort of stuff. Okay. So TikTok, you want clear videos. Okay, so my kind of main habit, a really healthy good habit that I've built, is I always have my content creation head on. Okay, so I take all my content on my camera roll, so all my videos, they're clear videos without a filter, photos of my recipes and foods and my products, videos on my camera roll, and then I will bring them into TikTok. Okay, I don't film them on Instagram stories with the like pink filter on them so it looks more aesthetic. It doesn't. And then I use it on TikTok. I film everything on my camera roll. And then the great thing about that is you've got like hundreds or even thousands of videos of different angles of your product or different recipes or different ways you're putting on your skincare or different setups of your products in your kitchen or whatever you're doing. And you can use that then because you've got it saved in your camera roll. You can use it for reels. You can use it again for TikTok. Like I post basically the same TikToks over and over again, but I put the videos in different orders. Okay. And I use those then clear videos on my camera roll for Instagram stories as well. Okay, so it's all about just making your life easier, taking clear, good quality, well-lit videos and content, and just making short, sweet, concise videos that genuinely would make you stop. Okay, sometimes you have to give yourself of a love punch. There are sometimes that like, well, every like 2 days, I will sit and I'll be making a reel, and then I'll be like, this is actually so bad. I just delete it because I'm like, this is literally the worst reel ever. I'm just making this for the sake of posting something. Get into the kind of rhythm and get used to being analytical with your content. Ask yourself, would this reel or would this TikTok I'm in the middle of making right now actually make anyone stop or actually provide value to anyone's life? Or am I just posting like a random video of my dog with loads of weird filters on it and it's funny to me, but no one else cares? Okay. I'm talking to people now who really are serious about growing their business. If you want to post photos and videos of your dogs on TikTok, amazing, go for it, sister. But if you're serious about growing your network marketing business or just any sales-based business and you want to use social media and TikTok for that, you need to be serious, okay? So you need to find also your niche. So think about like, what is your niche? What is it that you're passionate about? If you are a busy mom and you have like 17 million kids and you love Pilates and you do this and you do a million different things, okay, you're gonna try and have to find niche it down a little bit, because if you're getting people confused, they're not gonna follow you. Okay, so for TikTok, whenever I have a video that goes viral which talks about nutrition, okay, and the products I use or whatever, people see that and then they go onto my page, because I say on all the ends of my TikTok videos, I will say follow me for more nutrition content or follow me for more gut health content. So people know, they go to my page and they see like in their eye line, they see at least 9 videos at the top of my grid where it's like gut health, bloating, bloating. So they're like, oh great, okay, there's loads of content. I'm gonna follow this girl because she's gonna keep producing content that is in the niche that I'm interested in. But if you post a video of like, I don't even know, like 3 recipes for protein bars you can make at home for busy moms, and that goes viral, and then people go onto your page because they're like, oh, she must post like loads of recipes and that sort of stuff. But then the rest of your videos are like, it's like so confusing for people. You're posting like 3 tips for helping your kids or 10 tips for helping train your dog, and then you're posting like your outfit inspo and all. It's just like so confusing. You're not going to have people follow you or interact with your content because you haven't niched down. Okay. And you don't need to be an expert or a professional. If your niche is you want to do nutrition or gut health, you don't need to be a nutritionist like me. There are plenty of people who go viral and have amazing content and pages on TikTok who are just interested in something and they educate themselves consistently on that thing. And then they use the education and the books they're reading and the seminars and the podcasts they're listening to as ideas for their content. Okay, keep it really, really simple. You don't want to have these long-winded, really complicated videos on TikTok that don't really make sense, and they're just confusing for people. Just make it simple, and then use TikTok to funnel people onto your Instagram because they're like, oh my God, I want more. I want to see the behind the scenes on this person's Instagram stories of like what she's actually doing day to day, not just 2 or 3 TikToks that she posts every single day. So next thing then is kind of helping you go viral, things that I do that really help with my content. So when I post a video, I try and kind of post it at a time, if I can, at a time where most of my following are active. Okay, so I know that most of my following is based in the US and are female. Okay, most of them. So nearly 80,000 or 85,000 people are US based and they're female. So I try and post my content, which is in time with their like waking up in the morning, lunchtime, and evening time for them if I can. And then the next thing is whenever you get comments. So the aim of the game, if you want to go viral, you want to get comments. So comments are literally like the gateway cheat code to getting your video on the For You page. When people start commenting, that is the gold dust. You want to get people commenting, okay? And whenever someone comments on your video, reply to every single one. Okay, so on my video that had 3 million views, I think it has like 250,000 likes. I didn't even know, like thousands of comments. Guys, I reply to nearly every single comment on my video. On all of my videos, I will reply nearly to every single comment, because the more comments on your video, and the more interaction on your video and on your content, the more it's going to get pushed onto that Explore or For You page. It's going to be shown to more people, and it's going to spread overseas. So, like my video first went viral on my videos. I have loads of viral videos, but they mostly go viral first in the UK, and then it comes in like waves. So I'll always get like another wave when it kind of starts hitting the US and going viral there, and Australia and New Zealand and all those type of places as well. Okay, so replying to all comments, and you want to try and get people saving your content too. So you know the way, if you're on the For You page, if you're scrolling through TikTok, if you hold down on a video, there will be a couple options. One will be like save video, the next will be add to favorites. Okay, so you want to get as many people adding to favorites and also pressing the share button. Okay, so the share arrow on the right hand side of a video, which allows you, gives you options for like share to Instagram stories, share to Facebook, share or copy links. So you can literally WhatsApp someone the link, or you can directly WhatsApp the link of that video to someone. Okay, so when you have really valuable content, for example, when I posted a video on my feed last week about like fertility and gut health, or I think it was like female hormones and gut health, I had loads of people saving that because they were like, oh my God, this is valuable content, I need to know this, and a lot of people sharing that. So I assumed, like, because it was female hormones and fertility based, I assumed that like a lot of females kind of maybe copied the link and sent it to their partners or their other halves who were trying to, give birth or trying to conceive or whatever it is. Okay, so you want content that people are going to save, they're going to comment on, they're going to add to favorites, they're going to share to people, they're going to, do all these different things. Okay, so interaction is how you're going to go viral. Posting at the right time as well can be beneficial, but it's not the end of the world, to be honest with you. Like, I'll try and post when, it's in line with like American times, because that is most of my following. But the great thing again about TikTok is they're so focused on helping you push your content to people that don't follow you, so you're always discovering new people. Whereas Instagram, I feel like it is a lot harder to go viral. It's just, they push your content to the people that follow you already, and a lot of time people that follow you don't even see your content. Okay, so yeah. And then the last thing I would say for TikTok is you can't be too salesy, okay? So although I sell products and all that sort of stuff, I never really mention the company I'm in ever. I don't really directly do TikToks on the products at all. I just show, like, so for example, in my company, we have like this superfood greens powder, which is amazing. I take it every morning. But I never do like a TikTok being like, here is my superfood greens powder from X brand and blah, blah, blah. It's too salesy on TikTok. You need to be a little bit more subliminal. I, especially with network marketing, I wouldn't really mention the names and brands, because you know what people are like. A lot of people are just very negative. They don't really understand network marketing companies and how they work and how they're basically like any other company in the world. But you do have to be a little bit more subliminal and mysterious. And the benefit with that is, if you're not directly being like, here is this product from this brand, then if you're just kind of showing the product a little bit, or showing you drinking it without showing the kind of labeling or wrapper or whatever, people then will comment being like, oh, what brand is that? Or what brand is that greens powder? Or what brand is that eye cream? Okay, so that equals, like we talked about a second ago, that equals more comments. And then you can say, oh, you can comment and reply back to them. Like, again, we said a second ago, important to reply to all comments. I will always say, I created an Instagram highlight on my page specifically to answer all these questions. Or, like, I get a lot of the time people say, what brand of probiotics do you recommend? And I'll reply saying, there's an entire highlight on this topic on my Instagram. So what do? They go to my Instagram, they follow me on Instagram, they look at my highlight on my products, they get exposed to them more, and then they want to buy. Okay, and they might not buy there and then, but they're following me, so they'll buy at some stage. Okay, so it's all a process, because a lot of the time you're not going to get like instant sales. You have to build up again that trust with people. People buy from those they know, like, and trust. Okay, and the more you show up with content, the more you show your face, the more videos you do, the more lives then you do on Instagram to show the real you and you chatting away about the products or whatever you want to chat about. That builds trust with people. And they want to invest in whatever you're doing and what you're using a little bit more. And also, using your products and showing the results. Okay. Results are what people need to see, and sharing testimonials. And I use Instagram stories and my feed on Instagram to then share testimonials of my clients who've used the products that I'm trying to sell or my programs. And that is kind of, it's so effective because it's kind of like the sheep mentality. Someone wants someone to go first and buy the program or the products before they invest, or they want to hear testimonials first. Okay. So you can even ask your clients or existing customers. I do this all the time. Like, would you mind shooting me a testimonial? I know you loved the program last month when you did it, or I know you love these products that you use and you buy them every month. Could you shoot me over a three-liner testimonial and I'll send you a couple of samples for free on me because I appreciate your help? Things like that. Okay, so asking for those referrals and those help. A lot of the time your clients will be super, super happy to help you because you're giving them so much value and help with the products, and you're giving them discount and all that sort of stuff as well. So hopefully this podcast, I was gonna say TikTok, I'm getting so confused now. Hopefully this podcast episode helped you guys. If you gained value from any of this, please screenshot this episode, put it on your Instagram story, and tag me at that next level girl, and I will repost you. And if you're listening on another app, please give me a 5-star review. I would really, really appreciate it. Have an amazing day, guys, and thanks for listening.